And it tell me that when they fought, amen, the Viet Cong War, is that they did not fight to really win. When South and North were fighting, and we was, amen, kind of almost like the same situation in Iraq right now, is that they was having a civil war, and we were going on to try to help them, amen, to overthrow communism. But one of the problems was they draw the line. Now, the Viet Cong could come over on the south side, but you couldn't go over the north side. Other words, you could fight up to the line, and that's it. You couldn't go over the territory. Now, when you really look at that, that's not fighting to win. Other words, they came on the south side, you can whoop the fire them, you can do whatever you want to do, but you couldn't go on the north side and get them. Other words, they would run over the south side, bomb you up, then run back on the north side. How in the world you going to win a war or win a fight that you got boundaries or rules that you're fighting in? Oh, y'all didn't hear what I'm saying. See, other words, you got some boundaries. You can do whatever you want to do if they're on your side. And you can fight, you can scratch their eyes out, and I'm just talking about natural now. Now, I'm not talking about spiritual, I'm talking about natural. You can scratch their eyes out, you can bomb them, you can do, but then they run on the other side and say, well, they done made it home, leave them alone. Now, you know that if you was an unsaved person, I don't care, if you getting ready to fight to win, I don't care if they get in the house, they're going to go in your house and drag you out. You didn't hear what I'm saying. Now, I'm not advocating violence, but I'm telling you this. You ought to fight to win that spiritual battle or spiritual warfare that you're going through. You don't get in that fight, amen, and fight up to a certain point and then give up and quit and say, I'm not going any further. Yeah. When I found out what happened, we got many Christians are fighting that way. I done got tired of fighting. That's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to get tired. He wants you to sit by the wayside and complain and throw in the harp, hang your harp on the willow, amen, and sit down and say, I'm not going any further. Well, the Lord done did enough fighting for you. There are some battles you got to fight for yourself. To fight me, to struggle, to be agonized. See, sometimes we don't want to get in that struggle. And don't tell me that sometimes, amen, the devil try to make it a struggle to live saved. You know why? Because you got all type of temptation that is around you. And don't play hard to get it here this morning. Like you've been saved all your life. Because if the devil would take Jesus and put him on the pinnacle of the temple and tempt Jesus, that same devil is going to tempt you and try you to get you not to live for God. It means to struggle in agony. Try to antagonize you in agony. They become a battle. Sometimes the battle become in our minds. Let me talk about battles in our mind. Give me, amen, 1 Corinthians, I believe it is. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3.
We do not,
though we walk in the flesh.
We do not war after
other
the flesh.
Words, though we are human. Right. Though we are flesh and blood.
That's right.
And now it's talking about Christians. Mm-hmm. Though we walk in the flesh.
We do not war after the flesh.
We don't fight after the flesh.
That's right.
Other words, we don't war like they war after the flesh. The flesh, amen, when Peter... Amen. Came and...